Primary school teachers have resoundingly voted to accept the government's latest pay offer. The decision follows more than a year of bargaining and three strikes by members of the Educational Institute. Joining us to discuss why they accepted the deal and what it will mean for teachers are Carly Oliveira from Gladstone Primary in Mount Albert in Auckland, and Tute Porter-Samuels, Deputy Principal at Wainuiomata Primary. Ata Marae, good morning to both of you.
Morning.
If I can start with you, Carly, why did this get you over the line and say yes?
Look, I think it shows a beginning step in the right direction. It also meant that the ministry actually went back and listened to what not just teachers were saying, but also what parents are saying. And it does a lot to attract and retain teachers, I think, that are like me in the profession for a little while, and hopefully will make it a little bit more attractive for teachers. People thinking about becoming teachers.
You're saying it might keep you there for a little while, so it's not been a magic bullet.
Look, no, I don't think it's a magic bullet. I think it's a step in the right direction. There's still a lot of work to be done, and that's why one of the reasons I voted yes is because of the accord. The accord, you know, sets out some really good boundaries for work around workload and class sizes, and also our special needs children. So there's still, you know, there's still a lot to be done.
Tute, what's your take?
I think I agree with Carly. Certainly the opportunities ahead for us is in the accord. This campaign wasn't just about pay. The movement that the government has made has certainly gone some way to showing that they do, that they have listened and they do value their profession. But I think the accord holds the opportunities for us to really address the workload issues, because that is a major part of the drivers behind our campaign. And as Carly said, it's the complexities that we deal with all the time that's growing every year, and we absolutely need additional resourcing and time to, you know, provide the learning that our children need, the support that they need. And it's nice that the government finally listened to the messages from our teachers and from our parents about that.
Now, Tute, you're a deputy principal. Principals have been left out of this settlement in the sense that now some deputies are going to be paid, or senior teachers are going to be paid, more than principals of schools. Would that put you off going for a principal job?
I think it certainly presents a lot of challenges. You know, our principals in those small schools work damn hard, and you see the whole, you know, retaining people in the profession, attracting them into roles such as principals is going to be increasingly harder now, because, you know, in many cases DPs will be paid the same, if not more, than some of those principals in the smaller schools. And so I completely get, you know, the issues now around parity for our principals, and, you know, totally understand why they've chosen to reject the offer, because their work is important, the profession is important, the support that they need is important, and it can't be, you know, dependent on the size of the school, because again we come back to the complexities of what we're dealing with our children, with our learners, and the principal's role is massive, and that needs to be acknowledged.
Appreciate your time, both of you. Tute Porter-Samuels, Deputy Principal at Wainuiomata Primary. We're also speaking with Carly Oliveira from Gladstone Primary in Auckland.